This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on the Intelligent Medicine Podcasts. And thank you for listening to all of the Intelligent Medicine Podcasts. I invite you to email me with comments, topics of interest, questions to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. Now, hang on to your hats. We know that how we eat, what we drink triggers fat cell growth, right? Determines whether we become overfat or not. But hang on to your hats. Dust triggers fat cell growth. This comes to you from Environment, Weight, and Obesity Journal. Dust triggers fat cell growth. Endocrine disrupting chemicals in house dust can spur fat cells to accumulate more triglycerides or fat. Triglycerides are fat, as you know. Not just our serum triglycerides level when they're high can cause fatty liver, but they also cause the fat in our bodies between our organs, visceral fat as well as subcutaneous fat, the fat under our skin, the stuff that you pinch on yourself, whether it's your arms, your legs, your waistline, are triglycerides. It's fat. So, endocrine disrupting chemicals in house dust can spur fat cells to accumulate more triglycerides or fat. Oh no. Maybe I should outsource the dusting in my house. There is no question that an unhealthy diet combined with minimal physical activity is largely responsible for the global obesity epidemic. Yeah, we know that. Okay. However, researchers have now pinpointed specific environmental pollutants that also might play a major part in the obesity problem. A research team recently reported that minor amounts of household dust rife with such pollutants can cause fat cells to build up fat or triglycerides. Triglycerides is fat. They observed such buildup in a lab dish, yet it is believed that the results are applicable to human beings who reside in living spaces with even a moderate amount of dust. So they observed this in vitro, meaning in a lab dish. But human trials, not yet. But it is believed, because this is what they found, this is what they observed in vitro, it is believed that the results are applicable to human beings, even surrounded by a moderate amount of dust. And, you know, as I'm doing this podcast, I was dusting yesterday, and wow, maybe this is something, maybe we need to start wearing face masks when we dust. The authors of the study recognize that funding from the Duke Cancer Institute, Fred and Alice Standback National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences was provided. I didn't need to actually tell you that, did I? Okay, but the funding was there. So a look at endocrine disrupting chemicals, EDCs. So we're using EDC as the acronym that stands for endocrine disrupting chemicals, or I like to call them gender benders too. These are naturally occurring or synthetic compounds that have the potential to interfere or copy the human body's hormones. Wow. You've heard me talk about gender benders and endocrine disruptors before in our plastics and our personal grooming products, our soaps, our cleaning products, and all of that. So these EDCs have the potential to interfere or copy the human body's hormones. Endocrine disrupting chemicals, EDCs like flame retardants, bisphenol A, and phthalates are known for potential effects on the human body's immune, neurological, and reproductive functions. Animal studies indicate exposure to certain EDCs early in life can spur weight gain in later years. This is why such endocrine disrupting chemicals are now being referred to as obesogens. Have you heard the term obesogens before? I know I've used it, maybe more with my patients and clients, but obesogens, toxins, are stored in our fat cells, in our triglycerides. This is where the toxins go. When you're eating the fat off of commercially raised, say, beef or pork, that's where the toxins are. If you're eating commercial meat, not grass-fed meat, you want to trim that fat off because that's where these toxins are living. That's where they reside. That's why when we embark on a weight loss diet, we're burning fat, right? Those toxins in our triglycerides, in our fat stores, are being released into circulation. So we need to make sure that we're taking a good quality multi and antioxidants to offset the bad effects of this toxic exposure. So let me get back to the study. Some product manufacturers have decreased the amount of endocrine disrupting chemicals, EDCs, in their offerings. However, many EDCs are still widely present across all sorts of consumer goods. These EDCs end up reaching indoor dust, where they are subsequently inhaled, ingested, and even absorbed directly through the skin. According to the United States Environmental Protection Agency, children consume upwards of 50 milligrams of household dust every single day. Wow. So imagine your kids running around in the house, you know, stirring up all that dust. And if you look, you know, through a ray of sunshine coming in your window, you see all those dust particles, right? We're inhaling that every day. Researchers are concerned about the effects of these endocrine disrupting chemicals. It's possible EDCs affect fat cells and increase the chances for obesity. EDC exposure even spurs a number of other problems the scientific community has not yet identified. So, the research team gathered indoor dust samples across nearly a dozen homes throughout North Carolina. They tested extracts from these samples with a mouse pre-adipocyte cell model, commonly used to test compounds for effects on the buildup of fat. Extracts from 7 of the 11 dust samples spurred the pre-adipocytes, that's the pre-fat cells, pre-adipocytes is pre-fat cells, to become mature fat cells and collect triglycerides. Interesting. Extracts from the samples cause the cells to divide, forming a bigger precursor fat cell pool. And you know, once we develop fat cells, even when we lose weight, the contents of the fat cell has been burned off, has been used up. But the fat cell, the capsule, the fat cell is still present in our bodies, ready to be filled with triglycerides once again. Remember that. So these pre-adipocytes, pre-fat cells, are becoming mature fat cells and collecting more fat from the EDCs present in dust. So merely in the study, merely one of the dust samples had no effect. Among the 44 most common household dust contaminants tested in the model, the pesticide pyroclostrobin, the plasticizer DBP, and the flame retardant TBPDP generated the most robust fat-producing effects. So, flame retardants, pesticides, plasticizers. This finding makes researchers think the mixture of such chemicals in household dust spurs the buildup of triglycerides along the fat cells. Now, let me remind you, flame retardants may be present in your upholstery. Okay. Plasticizers are in your plastics. Your plastics are everywhere, from lotion bottles, shampoo bottles, to your Tupperwares, you know, your plastic containers. These plasticizers are everywhere. Pesticides. Stay away from pesticides. Don't use pesticides in your lawn, in your house, in your backyard. Don't use them. Don't ingest foods that are sprayed with pesticides. We don't know the types of pesticides, but there are many on our produce, and our produce is coming from everywhere in the world. So even pesticides that may have been banned here in the United States are likely being used in other countries. We don't know how much exposure we're actually getting. So you can protect yourself by choosing organic produce. You can protect yourself by not scotch guarding your upholstery. I know it's tough when you've got kids or something and stains and all of that. And staying away, of course, from flame retardant upholstery. So accumulations of dust as low as 3 micrograms in quantity, wow, produce measurable effects. That's disconcerting, isn't it? This level is far below the amount of dust the typical child is exposed to on a daily basis, not to mention the typical adult. If you're cleaning your own house, dust is everywhere. And you know, our electronic equipment is a magnet for dust. So the research team suggests that the dust found in households is likely to be a source of chemical exposure that has the potential to disturb metabolic health. And such disruptions are especially common in children. This was in the journal Environmental Science and Technology, characterization of adipogenic activity of house dust extracts and semi-volatile indoor contaminants in 3T3-Li cells. Very, very interesting research. Now, other things that can make us fat, eating at the wrong times. You've heard me talk about this before, but here's a very interesting study. A new high-precision feeding system for lab mice reinforces the idea that the time of day food is eaten is more critical to weight loss than the amount of calories ingested. Mice on a reduced calorie plan that ate only during their normal feeding active cycle were the only ones among 5 groups to lose weight, despite consuming the same amount as another group fed during their rest time in daylight, according to a study at UT Southwestern Medical Center. Quote, translated into human behavior, these studies suggest that dieting will only be effective if calories are consumed during the daytime when we are awake and active. They further suggest that eating at the wrong time of night will not lead to weight loss even when dieting. So, you know that staying up late, not getting to bed when we should, you know, burning the midnight oil, only makes us crave more carbohydrates anyway. But what they're finding in this study is even if you're eating the same amount of carbohydrates as somebody who is dieting and eating their meals during the day, those who ate at night, even though they ate the same amount of calories, were not able to lose weight. What might that answer? Why might that be, you ask? It might be higher levels of cortisol from staying up late and eating when we're not supposed to. So, using high-tech sensors and automated feeding equipment, scientists developed the feeding system to help answer the difficult question of why calorie-restricted diets improve longevity. They say the new set of tools has already offered fresh insights. Among the findings published in the journal Cell Metabolism, scientists documented how mice on a diet reduced their eating to a very short time period and were unexpectedly active during the day, the normal rest period for these nocturnal animals. Remember, they're nocturnal animals. So their diet was ingested during a short time period and were unexpectedly active during the day, which is their normal rest period. And these data reveal previously unknown relationships among feeding, metabolism, and behavior. It has been known for decades that caloric restriction prolongs lifespan in animals, but these types of studies are difficult to conduct because they required manual feeding of subjects over many years. Huh, that can't be done, right? Therefore, shortcuts were taken in order to deal with practical matters such as the normal Monday to Friday work week. Besides affecting weight, scientists believe the timing of food consumption affects one's circadian rhythms and may be the route by which dietary habits impact lifespan. So, circadian rhythms are very important here. The study reinforced this notion by testing the day/night cycles of mice under different feeding schedules. Two groups of mice that were fed at the wrong times during their normal light-dark cycle, those with a 30% calorie reduction and others with unlimited food access during the day, remained active at night, suggesting they may have chronic sleep deprivation. And again, that boosts cortisol. That may be a mechanism for the disruption, or what's being also disrupted when we disrupt our circadian rhythms. So this is an especially important factor for scientists to consider for future research, given that many calorie reduction studies involve only daytime feeding, which is the wrong time for otherwise nocturnal mice. Without accounting for the timing of food intake, research that examines the effects of calorie reduction on lifespan may be skewed by hidden factors such as a lack of sleep and desynchronized circadian rhythms. So, the research team said that the automated system developed for this latest study helped them address this issue and other confounding variables that have inhibited previous research, including the varied amounts of food given and how quickly it's consumed. Quote, despite the importance of these factors, manipulating when and how much food is available for extended periods has been difficult in past research. This automated system, which can be scaled up for large and very long longevity studies, provides the means to address open questions about what mechanisms extend lifespan in mammals and whether it is actually the calorie reduction or the time at which food is consumed that extends lifespan. So, little translation. For human beings, you eat during the day, you sleep at night. Caloric restriction has been found to upregulate the sirtuin genes, the longevity genes, to increase telomeres. That's how it may be helpful in anti-aging medicine. So eating during the day, during a discrete period during the day, and sleeping at night, not disrupting our circadian rhythms, is the best way to do caloric restriction. You don't want to eat at scattered times during the day and night, but only during waking hours. So, the study was supported by the National Institute on Aging, among others. Very, very interesting stuff. So, eating at the wrong time affects body weight, circadian rhythms, all of that. And remember that European natural medicine tells us that our most restorative sleep occurs between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. We're not meant to be up watching TV, working, burning the midnight oil, playing on your tablets and online shopping and all of that after a certain hour. You don't want all that blue light. It upsets our sleep-wake cycles. It makes us more prone to want to nosh on something late at night, which is exactly what you want to avoid. All of this can lead to unhealthy weight gain. I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.